Look, for us, it's not about cost saving, but the fact that we're, you know, investing into a renewable energy source, that's important to us. Because if you've got to buy your power from somewhere, why not, you know, buy it from local community and have it made by the sun?
I'm at the Rising Sun Workshop in Newtown, which is a suburb in Sydney's inner west, and there's lots of eager faces around here. Everyone's chatting amongst themselves. Most of them are from local businesses around this area.
Hi, I'm Oscar. I'm one of the directors of Young Henry's Brewing.
And they're all here for a similar reason.
Young Henry's is made up of a bunch of, bright-minded individuals who actually care about our community and our world. We care about our beer, and we care about how we produce it and the effects that production can have on our world. So,
the Green Living Centre in Newtown reached out to a number of different businesses around the area to come to this meet, and it's to get the ball rolling in terms of sustainability and fuel some momentum in that discussion of what sustainability is and what you can do. Oscar and Young Henry's have already got some things up their sleeves.
Pingala is community-owned solar, where people from the local community can actually invest in solar panels on a business's roof, and the business actually is basically buying power directly from people within the community. So there were a few really nice crossovers. The fact that we've got a big flat roof and we are a larger energy user kind of made the relationship sort of cemented, I guess.
Solar's a big one here today and high up on the we could do more in this area list, but some of the other business owners have different things in mind.
Hi, I'm Chris Tay. I started Black Star Pastry. We're in Newtown in Australia Street. We see a lot of people who come through our shop, and just the amount of packaging kind of concerns me, and I know there are better ways to do it, but lately it's been just a process of really researching what will make a difference. So I've been very, very focused on recycling and using local produce, but the more I learn, the more I understand it's about really lowering impact and changing to sustainable ways of doing things, which sometimes are just a matter of a conversation or changing a process.
The Green Living Centre is also offering a free audit to the business owners who are here, essentially meaning an expert will work with them to see what's good and what's bad in what they're doing with their business. Here's our audit expert who can explain things in a little bit more detail though.
Hi, my name's Gareth. I'm from Huxham Energy Consulting. Yeah, look, I think it's hard for a lot of small business owners to really understand and know what are the best options to be more sustainable, how to get their energy usage as low as they can. Look, that's not their area of expertise, and it shouldn't be. But under this program, and I'll be going to the businesses, and they get to speak with an expert who can show them the best things to do.
So this data, what sort of things are we talking about? We're talking about how much electricity they're using, aircon. What things are we talking about?
Yeah, so first we're looking at electricity usage, their gas consumption. We'll also be looking at other greenhouse sources, so their waste and recycling and things like that. And then the next step is actually to go to the site and do an inspection and try to find what are the best opportunities to reduce their energy usage and also their greenhouse emissions, you know, in general across the site.
Gareth also has a good example of a business he's worked with on this before.
This is a Thai restaurant in Pagewood, and someone had just recently taken over the business, and when they got their first bills, they're quite shocked to see quite how high they were. So we benchmarked their performance compared to other restaurants we'd looked at, and we found that their usage and their costs were just through the roof. And we found there's quite a few issues with that site. There was big control issues with their air conditioning systems. We also found they're on pretty poor rates. So just by optimising a few things and by doing a few simple changes, we were able to reduce their electricity usage by about 56%, and they're saving $25,000 a year on their energy bills.
For the Thai restaurant, Gareth says it was as simple as using even a different stove or not chucking something out that you can compost, but also realising businesses work in different ways and certain things may work for one and other things not for others.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to save every business $25,000. And look, some businesses we'll go to and find they're doing so many things right, and that's great that we can use them as an example to help other businesses. And we can also work with those businesses to take it to the next level. So we can do the LED lighting first. We can look at a few simple measures and then say, what's that next step to get to that next level of sustainability to really get those greenhouse emissions as low as we can?
You might be aware of the chatter coming from the current government about we're working with small business. That's where the jobs are and we're funding small business. However, not everyone here is completely convinced by that. Here's Suji. She's the one who put the whole day together.
I have to say, small businesses kind of tend to get left out in the larger like government-supported programs. There's a bit of a gap. So in small businesses, they're often staffed and owned by the same people. So, you know, they're very short on time and resources. Every dollar, you know, matters. They're also quite close with the community. So a lot of small business owners live in the community. They're really close to their community. Especially in this area, the businesses, you know, instead of reinventing the wheel, you know, there might be one business that's already got a supplier that does, you know, more sustainable packaging, and so it's really good if they can share the information so they're not sort of reinventing the wheel and having to start from scratch.
Small business have a big hand to play here, and they're also the ones with a lot of the good ideas. Here's Oscar again from Young Henrys.
You know, like cafes and restaurants, what if they had a group compost for their food scraps? You know, a few different people got in together and there was a weekly pickup, or, you know, like even it got to a daily pickup that went to a communal composting facility. You know, like little ideas, thinking outside the square, like the buying power that all of our businesses could have if we all got together and approached an environmentally sustainable packaging company, for example. And say, look, you get the business of, you know, let's say 10 businesses. We'll become champions for your packaging, but you need to be able to produce sustainable, affordable, you know, packaging solution. I think that there's definitely strength in numbers, and you can learn a lot from looking outside of your own business at other people, what other people are doing.